Morgan Bauer, born on April 13, 1996, was a graduate of Central High School in Aberdeen, South Dakota. She had a strong passion for music and art, and she harbored aspirations of becoming a tattoo artist. She also aspired to break free from her rural hometown and carve out her own identity in a bustling city. Now, in pursuit of her dreams, Morgan embarked on a journey. She hitched a ride from Aberdeen to Minnesota with a friend, then caught a flight to Atlanta on February 12, 2016. Unbeknownst to her mother, Sherry Keenan, Morgan had made arrangements to stay with the man whom she'd meet off Craigslist. She would offer to clean and do chores in exchange for rent until she secured a job. Sherry instead believed that she was moving in with two roommates. But unfortunately, Morgan's fortunes took a dark turn within just 2 days of her arrival. For reasons unknown, the man she was staying with asked her to leave, placing her belongings by the door and leaving a note instructing her not to return. Determined not to go back to Aberdeen, Morgan checked into a motel and did what she could to make ends meet. Morgan had arrived in Atlanta with only $20 borrowed from a friend. She was waiting for her tax return to hit her bank account, but unfortunately, the money had not yet arrived. Now, in need of employment, she found work as an exotic dancer at the now-closed Top of Gainesville Strip Club in Gainesville, Georgia. It was a short stint before she would make a return to Atlanta, where she would apply to work at T Strip Club on Cheshire Bridge Road on February 25th, 2016. However, she lacked the required paperwork to work the stage there. Now, throughout this entire time, Morgan stayed in contact with her friends and family, constantly posting on social media, until that all came to an abrupt end on February 26. When anyone would initiate contact, they would realize that Morgan's phone had either run out of battery or had been intentionally powered off, as their call would go straight to voicemail or their text message would fail to deliver. Morgan's final Instagram video, shared on the day she vanished, captures her walking with an unidentified man following closely behind. No one knows who this man is, and it's been a lot of speculation that he may be part of the reason Morgan had vanished for the last 7 years. Several weeks elapsed before Morgan's mother received news of her disappearance. It was a concerned friend who, having not heard from Morgan, approached Sherry to express their worry. Sherry hadn't conversed with Morgan since their disagreement before she left Aberdeen, and thus, she had not detected anything out of the ordinary. Filled with concern, Sherry made the journey to Atlanta in hopes of discovering any signs of her daughter's whereabouts. She reached out to all the individuals that Morgan had interacted with during her time in Georgia. And finally, on March 12, 2016, she took the step of officially reporting Morgan as missing to the Atlanta Police Department. The police traced Morgan's cell phone and determined that its last signal was registered just past midnight on February 27th, 2016, in Porterdale, Georgia, where a couple, which one of them happened to be one of Morgan's co-workers, and their boyfriend lived. And upon questioning, the couple initially denied any association with Morgan on that night. However, they eventually confessed to dropping Morgan off at the Sitgo gas station in Covington, Georgia, where they witnessed her entering a green Mitsubishi Eclipse. This account remains unverified, as investigators were unable to locate any surveillance footage corroborating it. Subsequently, it was discovered that Morgan's co-worker had also auditioned at T's on the day of Morgan's disappearance. Morgan had even offered to assist her in obtaining the required license, as Atlanta mandates exotic dancers to have one. Further investigation revealed that the couple had posted concerning messages on Facebook around the same time. And despite these indicators, minimal inquiry was conducted into their potential involvement, and they have since separated, residing in different states. But as the case unfolds, these two had never been formally cleared as suspects in the case. Morgan was also in a relationship with a man named Jose Rodriguez, whom she had met online and dated for 6 months before her relocation to Atlanta in 2016. Jose expressed his deep love for her and expressed concerns about her safety. He maintained that he had a conversation with her on the night she disappeared over the phone. Nevertheless, there is a lack of supporting evidence to substantiate his claims or confirm his true identity. And as of now, he has not been designated as a person of interest in Morgan's case. Now, in order to support causes associated with investigating the case, since police were not doing their due diligence, along with the case being seemingly passed on from detective to detective, Sherry would initiate a GoFundMe campaign to fuel her investigation. And shortly, Sherry would travel to Atlanta to conduct her own search. Initially, she had hired a private investigator to help out, but this seemingly went nowhere and only consumed valuable resources. And in her quest, Sherry would distribute flyers, engage with news outlets, reach out to missing person organizations, and even arrange for a billboard to display information about the case. Morgan's family and friends established a Facebook group named Missing Morgan, where they consistently worked to raise awareness for her case, employing the hashtag Missing Morgan. It would be 7 years later when FBI would receive breaking information that would change everything. On Thursday, July 27th, 2023, a joint operation involving the FBI and multiple police agencies executed a raid on a property in Georgia, located less than a mile from where Morgan's last video was recorded. Porterdale Police Sergeant Michael Walden stated, "The search warrant was secured based on credible information and evidence collected during the course of this investigation. Authorities recovered items of evidentiary interest from the property situated at 2 South Broad Street, but further details were withheld." In August 2023, law enforcement officials announced the apprehension of two individuals connected to Morgan Bauer's disappearance back in February 2016. Jonathan Warren was arrested in California and charged with murder, aggravated assault, concealing a death, and tampering with evidence. And Caitlin Globe was arrested in Illinois and charged with concealing a death and tampering with evidence. These individuals were the last known to be with Morgan before her disappearance. Now, despite the arrests pertaining to Morgan Bauer's case, legally, Morgan is still classified as a missing person. She has not been confirmed to have been murdered by the two people. The investigation into Morgan Bauer's case remains ongoing, and the search for Morgan continues. There is still hope that Morgan is out there somewhere. Every Monday at 11:11 p.m. Eastern Time, Morgan's mother, Sherry, hosts an event known as Missing Morgan Monday. And during this weekly gathering, they set aside 5 minutes for meditation, prayer, and a moment dedicated to Morgan. As stated, there is still hope that Morgan is somewhere alive. And in case you have encountered a girl who has distinctive features, including several tattoos, which includes either a sun or a moon design near her right shoulder, inside a Celtic NWSE pattern, an anchor with the inscription, "Whatever you love can be taken away, so live like it's your dying day," on her left wrist. A vibrant blue and orange jellyfish inked on her arm from the inner wrist to the elbow. And a black tree of life adorned with tiny flowers on the back of her neck. If you have any information on Morgan's location, no matter how minute the information may be, please report the information immediately to law enforcement in Atlanta. You can reach Atlanta Homicide at 404-546-4235. The case number is 160-721-563. You can also contact the Bring Our Missing Home Inc. tip line at 810-294-4858. And lastly, you can also contact 1-855-MORGAN-B, which is a 24-hour anonymous tip line. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of this episode. I send my best to Morgan and her family in hopes that she is still alive somewhere and will return home soon. If you want to contact me, my email is mike@thescarecast.com. Or follow me on Instagram @thescarecast. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.